Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the World Wide Web at WPITAM.com. My name is Dean Paloka, your host, and we are here bringing you the best in Russin news and music. First, we start by going to the village of Dyrdjo in northern Vojvodina, with a welcoming dance. If you live in the Youngstown area, come join the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter of the Carpatha Russin Society next Saturday, the 16th of June, for the Ethnic Heritage Festival Simply Slavic. There will be a Slavic beer garden, ethnic marketplace, food, folk dancers, music, exhibits, and much more. As I said, the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter of the CRS will have a food booth and a heritage table. So that is next Saturday, the 16th of June, Ethnic Heritage Festival, Simply Slavic, downtown Youngstown. Next, let's go to Lemkovina. This is the St. Nicholas Orchestra with a new Kolomoika, or Kolomoika Nova. Congratulations go out to CRS member and longtime board member at the national level, as well as CFO, Mr. John Jack Mahalo, or as I know him as a former teacher, Mr. M. The following is courtesy of the Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School website. 9,000 days and counting. Each school year brings 180 days of classroom instruction, and for Mr. John A. Mahalo, his 50 years in the classroom today amounted to a total of 9,000 days. Known to colleagues as Jack and to students as Mr. M, he has loyally served as a teacher at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School for 30 of his 50 years as an educator. 50 years of service in any industry is an impressive feat these days, but for Jack, teaching was not his first, but his third career path. After earning a bachelor's in mechanical engineering with an aeronautics option from the University of Pittsburgh, Jack was called to active duty to serve our country in the Korean War. He served as a nuclear weapons officer in the United States Air Force stationed in the Far East. It was during this time that Jack got his first experience to teaching, training airmen in new techniques. Upon his return, Jack joined NASA to research and develop the first noise reduction devices for aircrafts. Upon entering graduate school at the University of Pittsburgh's School of Education, he would learn that the school just received a grant from the Ford Foundation to transform professionals into classroom educators. His master's in education would be fully funded while he would teach the elementary students at the Falk School. In September of 1962, Mr. M stood in front of his first classroom and never walked back. Mr. M spent time at the Falk School, the City of Pittsburgh Schools, Mount Gallitzin Academy, and Vincentian. It was August of 1982 that Jack first entered Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Since joining Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, Mr. M has taught physics, chemistry, mathematics, computer science, and video and television courses. In addition to his teaching responsibilities, he developed new courses in computer science and chemistry, designed the new physics, chemistry, and computer labs, served as computer coordinator, science and computer science department chairs, and began and developed the WCHR television video studio. He has served as a soccer coach, and I went to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, had Mr. M as one of my teachers. I am not very mathematically or scientifically inclined, but I did learn a lot about it because Mr. M puts it in terms, puts everything you need to learn in terms of how you need to learn it. Doesn't come out with all these fancy words and all these things. It's just how it is, and that's how you learn it. He was also my soccer coach for 4 years at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, and I'm still waiting for you, Mr. M, to shave that beard off when I scored a goal. I'll tell you that story someday here on the radio. He was also sponsor of several groups, including fencing. I remember having fencing with Mr. M, archery, and even the chess club we had for a while there with Mr. M. At the end of the year luncheon, Mr. M was recognized for his 30 years at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart and his 50 years in the classroom. He described his time in teaching as a roller coaster with highs and lows, ups and downs, times of acceleration and jolting halts. But it has been exciting and thrilling, which is why he keeps riding. Mr. M can certainly be credited for molding the lives of countless individuals throughout his career at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart and beyond. And I can attest to that personally. He shaped my life immensely when I was a student of his and even afterwards here in the Carpathia Rustin Society. He has created a legacy of lifelong learning, forward thinking, steadfast loyalty, and service to God that inspires not only the students that he teaches, but also all of those who have had the distinct pleasure of calling him a colleague and a friend during his career. Mr. M, mnohaya I blahaya lita to you. Hopefully 30 to 50 more years of teaching. When I contacted Mr. M, he said he would like to hear his cousin, the famous Anna Sidovitska. He sent me one song of hers called, a Slovak song called Ej nebanujem moj frajer. And then after that, we will have Červena ruža trojaka. Congratulations once again, Mr. M. No.
Hey. GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. It's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that number is 1-800-722-4428. Join the National Carpathia-Russen Society weekend event hosted by the Cleveland chapter of the CRS on June 23rd and 24th. Dedication of the bust of Father Alexander Duchnovich. A time for Russians to come together and celebrate. In 1939, the Russen Garden plot was dedicated and became the 13th garden in the ensemble. In 1952, a bust of Father Alexander Duchnovich was placed in the garden. In the 1970s, the bust of Father Duchnovich disappeared, but for the last 10 years, CRS member John Kroniski has worked hard to replace the missing bust. Finally, after years of diligence, a new bust of Father Duchnovich was installed in November. The new bust will be dedicated on June 24th. For more information about this weekend, please call Bonnie at area code 440-729-2045. Again, that's Bonnie, 440-729-2045. Next, let's go to Zakarpattia. This is Ivanko Ivanko by the Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor. Join the New Jersey chapter for their Heritage Celebration Dinner. The John Michalowski Humanitarian Award. This year's honoree is Jim Horadiak. This will take place on Sunday, June 24th at the Russian Hall in Little Falls, New Jersey, starting at 1 p.m. The Slaviani Folk Ensemble from Pittsburgh will be providing entertainment. For more information about the John Michalowski Humanitarian Award Celebration Dinner, please call Joyce Barr at area code 973-540-0871. Once again, that is Joyce Barr, 973-540-0871. And as I mentioned previously, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble will be making a small little whirlwind tour of the New Jersey area. If you've always wanted to see the Slaviani Folk Ensemble but live in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philadelphia area, well, here is your chance to see us. Slaviani, as I said, will perform at the New Jersey Chapter's Heritage Celebration Dinner on Sunday, June 24th, but we will also be performing on Friday, June 22nd, at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church in Hillsboro, New Jersey. For more information about Slaviani's performance at St. Mary's, please contact Tom Peters at this address, Russin, R-U-S-Y-N, at Verizon.net, or give him a call, area code 908-253-8147. Even though the Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program is fully sponsored by the CRS and financially supported by the GCU, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you'd like to make a donation, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. We close out today's show with Ruski Muzikanti with Od Ungvara Drashka Ide, recorded at our good friend Bob Bartko's wedding a few years ago. We'll see you all next week. Until then, trimajte sya krasny tyzden z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.